USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest seven-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that the average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine, although daily vaccination rates have fallen off. And President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A court ruling says the Biden administration can't prioritize when distributing coronavirus relief funds. Tim Berg reports.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And recess could soon be a mandatory part of the day in Illinois' public schools. State lawmakers passed a bill this week requiring schools to include 30 minutes of recess in their day. Being held out of that recess could also not be used as a punishment as part of the measure. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, is being re-examined as there have been more calls for a full investigation into that possibility. Former Assistant Secretary for Health Admiral Brett Terwas says that lab leaks are not uncommon, telling Fox News that he believes that's what happened with the coronavirus.
I really became convinced of that with the WHO report in March, which showed definitively that there was no environmental source, there was no intermediary host, there was really nothing linking this to any virus in the natural world. But on the other side, the evidence was becoming compelling. Look, there is a laboratory within 5 miles of the origin that was doing dangerous research on bat coronaviruses. Sometimes the simplest explanation is that. We do have lab leaks. They've happened multiple times. SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon.
And NASA will be heading to Venus in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet to explore its atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.